I want to share a verse of scripture with you and commend it to you for your consideration in this new year. It's from Galatians 2:20. In your bulletins, you have that as our focus verse for the year. And let me read that for you. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for us." How many have made New Year's resolutions this year as we begin 2019? Nobody. Okay. How many have already broken their New Year's resolutions that they made? How many don't make New Year's resolutions because of the inevitability of breaking? Okay, well, that's right. The problem with New Year's resolutions is they tend to go in one year and out the other. Anyhow, how about considering adopting this verse from the Bible as your New Year's resolution? Some choose a verse from the Bible as a theme for the new year, the coming year. And last year, my verse was in 2018 was from Psalm 62, verse 1. "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him." And this year, I want to focus in on throughout the year. I've written it on a 3x5 card to put up on the bathroom mirror and on my computer monitor so I can memorize it and meditate on it. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. One of the things that I want to say briefly this morning is that as we begin a new year, we look back on all the things we want to leave behind as we look forward to what God is going to do in and through us. And there's a sense in which we are crucified with Christ. Those who have put their faith in Him, their sins and their guilt, the penalties of their sin were nailed to the cross, and they're behind us in Christ. That's great news. And there's also a sense in which daily we deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Him as Jesus invited us to do. We die to the old self. We die to the old way of living. We die to our sin. And by the resurrection power of Christ living in us, we can live to new life. That's good news. That's the opportunity as we start fresh, as a new beginning, as we live in Christ and Christ lives in us. I would invite you this year to consider the things to which you need to die. The old way of living, the way that was contrary to God's plan and purpose in your life. God has a great plan for you, a life of holiness and righteousness. And as you die to sin, die to self, we can have the opportunity to be raised with Him in new life. The old year is gone, the new year has come. Let us start with a fresh beginning. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You for the challenge of Your Word that comes to change us, for the power of Your grace that enables that. And Lord, we ask that You would help us to serve You, to walk with You in newness of life. In Jesus' name, amen.